This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will nominate Ohio's former top federal prosecutor to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Steve Dettelbach served as U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio for 7 years after he was nominated by his Harvard Law School classmate, then-President Barack Obama. The ATF post has been vacant since the start of the Biden administration. A surprise visit by United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Kyiv, Ukraine, and some FaceTime with President Zelensky at a press conference.
And we will give you the support that you need, the economic support, but also, of course, the defensive military support, in which I am proud to say that the UK helped to lead the way.
Multi-billionaire Elon Musk says thanks, but no thanks to Twitter. Mr. Musk will not be joining Twitter's board of directors. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Drugs continue to pour across the border in record numbers.
In what's being described by Orange County, California, as its largest drug bust in about 16 years, authorities say they've recovered roughly 1,000 pounds of drugs after pulling over a minivan last month. According to a press release by the Orange County DA's office, Buena Park police recovered over 800 pounds of meth, nearly 190 pounds of cocaine, and about 20 pounds of fentanyl. Orange County DA Todd Spreitzer explains just how deadly fentanyl can be.
20 pounds that we recovered can kill half of New York City, half of Los Angeles, and Orange County, California, my county, 1.5 times. It's cheap, it's manufactured in China, it's imported and then processed in Mexico.
Tiger Woods wrapped up his 2022 Masters tournament by showing a little rust Sunday. He was tied for 47th place. USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Axiom Mission 1 are now aboard the International Space Station since Saturday, April 9th. It is the first mission with an entirely private crew to arrive at the orbiting laboratory. The spacecraft was flying about 260 miles above the central Atlantic Ocean when the ISS received the 4 astronauts. The docking was delayed about 45 minutes as the space station teams, including mission controllers and NASA and SpaceX, worked together to troubleshoot an issue preventing the crew members on the ISS from receiving views from the center line camera. As Russian troops regroup in eastern Ukraine, President Zelensky says the next few weeks will be as important as any in the war. Talking with CBS News, Zelensky says the world is changing, and who we will be on the other side is yet to be seen.
I think there is no big difference between Americans or Ukrainians, between people. There are people, and there are somebody who are ready to fight and to take your life. Yes, that is the difference. I think so, that the world changed, and that's it. I just want to thank that for your support, and support, first of all, for people. Because all the people, all the nations, first of all, they push their leaders. It's not only about your country. It's about our country. It's about all the world.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We got Phil Hotzenpiller joining us now, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Bill, and ready for another great day in the news and seeing what God's up to in our world.
Yeah, no doubt. For people that do not know, God is in charge, okay? If you have ears to hear and eyes to see, again, God is in charge. Nothing is happening by accident. Whether we look at Ukraine, the insanity and chaos that's happening here in our country, this is all happening according to plan, taking us to the final chapter of Revelations, right?
Well, that's it. And if we keep in mind that God is working a plan day by day, mm-hmm. and even though the events of the day seem to be disjointed and absent sometimes from God's immediate divine intervention, don't despair, because God is working a plan, and that gives our confidence, and that's why we lean into the Word of God, we lean into the power of God, and we trust Him for everything we do in life.
Well, yesterday was Palm Sunday, and you talk about leaning into a plan. Analysts have broken this down, you know, with biblical prophecy, said to the day and to the time, exact time, that Jesus would be coming on a donkey riding into Jerusalem. I mean, if that doesn't tell you that God is large and in charge and doing things according to His timeline and not ours, I don't know what else you need to be aware of here.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, the thing that makes the Word of God so powerful is that it has predictive history, meaning that God predicted it in history, in time and space, and then we see the fulfillment of it. That doesn't happen in, for example, the Quran or the writings of the Hindus. It is solely reserved for the Word of God. So when you see what you just identified, you know, where Daniel, for example, the prophet, lays out down to the very day when he will ride in Jerusalem, then this is pretty remarkable.
Well, and the thing amazes me, Phil, again, going back to what I said earlier, if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, not everybody gets it. And, you know, we look at it in the 21st century, the Word of God, and you're going, what were the Jewish people thinking? I mean, everything about the Word of God said, you got a child, you know, Bethlehem from the Davidic line. All these things were going to happen, you know, checkbox here, checkbox here, checkbox. He's on a donkey going into Jerusalem. Palm Sunday that we celebrated yesterday was going to happen, you know. But people didn't get it. They didn't get it then. They don't get it now. And but and I just wrote a commentary about this: is that you don't know what you don't know. But for those of us who, by God's grace, have a bit of understanding, not saying that we have all the goods, because we don't. You know, the Bible's real clear: we know in part and we prophesy in part. And we boldly speak out of these things so that, you know, like several people feeling, you know, blindfolded, feeling the elephant. You know, I say, hey, Phil, this is what I'm feeling. You know, is that, and well, I'm feeling a little bit different. But, you know, eventually it all comes together. And this has been our relationship from day one. I mean, I go back and I was just thinking, Phil, that here you were, one of the first guests that were on my show in Los Angeles at KBRT. You came in, you go, I guess some crazy Mexican bothering me here wants me to, you know, be on his show. I guess maybe I had to go down and talk to him or whatever. And, you know, by your grace and understanding and patience, you put up with me. And we've been together. I mean, gosh, Phil, you think about it. It's been like 13 years we've been doing this.
Mm. You know? That's amazing. You know, I thought I was only like 13 years old, Bill. Hey, Bill, we had our gala for American Faith last night. Dennis Prager spoke.
Oh, good.
And I don't know. I can't
Dear
say
friend.
Good about this guy. I can't say enough good about him.
Yeah.
What wisdom, what blended with humor and honesty and love. I mean, just hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, you know, he made the point, you know, we can talk about religion. I'm going to use that term in the nice sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
But what sometimes missing is the why. And he talked about just the most important verse in the Bible was Genesis 1:1. You know, in the beginning, God. And he said, if you don't believe that, just go read the New York Times. Because
yeah.
you don't need to spend any other time with the rest of the Bible if you don't believe that. Verse 1, chapter 1 of Genesis.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a great insight, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, we're living in chaos. I mean, our world is chaotic. People see it. And that's because the leftists that are functioning right now, all they want to do is destroy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to build anything. They don't want to fix anything. They want to take apart everything that makes sense. And what are you left with? Well, despair and unhappiness. And, you know, I thought he said something really well. He said, you know, I've never met a leftist who was happy.
Yeah, exactly. No, they have no
and
joy.
Why would they?
Yeah. No,
why
there's no joy.
Yeah,
exactly.
The past is no good.
Mm-hmm.
The future is just, you know, death and more bad stuff and despair. And so what's to be happy about?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, if you're conservative, you look back and you go, you know what? My life's been good. God's been blessing me. In the future, it's going to get even better. You know? And so it's a whole different worldview perspective that gets missed if you lean into this leftist mindset that is so characteristic today.
Bill, my experience with the left is they don't have a future and a hope. When you try to talk to them about tomorrow and what's going to come, you go, okay, let's just say that we're going to work out your plan. Okay, where is this going to lead? Oh, it's just going to, all you get is platitudes. You know, you get bumper sticker remarks. And when you think about a bumper sticker, that's the depth of their religion, about the thickness of a bumper sticker. It has no substance. And that's revealed. And then they get frustrated because you keep asking, you know, You ask about the why and the what, and because they're not connected with the future and hope, it's God who gives us a future and a hope. He says, I know the plans I have for you, not to harm you, he says, right? Very clearly. This is God Almighty who created the heaven and earth. And he's saying, Bill, I got it. I got you. Just like, you know, what he told you and Tammy when you started this church, he said, I got you. And you heard that, and you've been walking in faith ever since. And look what God's doing, you know, with the church, with the people there in the church, with the, you know, we know the music ministry, with American Faith. I mean, here you just had John Fleetwood, who's going to come on later on this week, and here he goes. I mean, did you ever think, in your wildest imagination, that you would be sending a correspondent to go into a war zone, Phil?
No, and I bet he didn't think it either.
we're talking. John didn't think it, but now he knows.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I pretty well saw myself not going to war zone, but I didn't see sending somebody I love a note. But you know, the cool thing about that is we're already planning our next trip in May.
Wow. Well, and General Milley. said, hey, look, at you can come back in May, you can come back in Christmas, you can come back next year, because it looks like, this conflict, this war is going to continue and not be over, like Joe Biden and others thought that this was going to be maybe a couple of month project at the max for the Russians. This is going to be strung out for a number of years, it looks like. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. Our conversation continues with him. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenpiller continues with us. He is the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. You know, Phil, we've been talking this morning especially, and you and I have discussed this before, that this has been a time of revelation. In the midst of all this chaos, I mean, you can see clearly, and I think clearer than ever, you know, what's going on, whether it has to do with Hunter Biden's laptop, you know, what the teachers' unions are doing, what Disney is doing, you know, this force to groom our children, people up in arms because, you know, you don't want teachers, anybody outside of your family, talking to your kids about sex. And the teachers union is upset because along with the LGBTQ community, because somehow they feel like it's incumbent upon them to teach 4-year-olds about sex and about their gender. I mean, this is absolutely insane. But, you know, I say bring the madness. I mean, let the madness continue. Just let it go so pick and nuts that people finally realize this. Yes. You know, it's not your lying eyes. You can handle the truth. And this is how bad it's become. And how much worse do you want it to be?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it's, look, Disney has made it clear. The educational system made it clear. We want your children. We believe they belong to us. We're going to groom them. We're going to guide them. And right now, if anybody with a brain can say, I'm not gonna cancel my Disney subscription. I'm gonna keep going to the park. I mean, how in the world do you even go there?
Yes.
Because this is, and it's all about, remember, the leftists always controlled the children, whether it was Stalin or whether it was Adolf Hitler. The first thing they wanted to do was make obedience to the state first and parents second. And that's exactly what's happened. So right now, it's about sovereignty over your children. Who owns your children? The state right now is saying, we own your children, and you don't, and we're going to guide them, we're going to groom them, and we're going to tell them what to believe and how to act. And it's time for everybody, honestly, pull out of the public school system, kill the system from the get-go, and work on alternative options, get out of Disney completely. I mean, it is like, it is Baal worship of the Old Testament. That's what it is.
Exactly. And, oh, yeah, by the way, there's a lot of fun things you can do in Anaheim Hills, California. They won't even cost you a $100 ticket. And you just pack a lunch and take your kids out into the hills out there and go on an adventure and just see all the different animals you can see. And if you want a ride or two, hey, just roll down a hill. And, you know, you might get a couple of boo-boos along the way, but, hey, how much fun will that be? And if you still want a churro, well, there's some great places you can pick up a churro even before or afterwards if it's that important to you, right? I mean, there are reasonable and probably more profitable alternatives, especially if you're going to associate yourself with wanting to, you know, if it's you, you know, as a parent that wants to make sure the grooming of your child is done according to your values and your family traditions, then, you know, we've got to take that back. And it's as simple as just saying no to these institutions and saying yes to your children. Right, Phil?
Well, it is. And, you know, we've kind of become spoiled. And I say we collectively.
Yeah.
Spoiled by television, for example. And that has become a babysitter. And so we don't want to take direct parental control over a situation. So we just turn on Disney, for example. And we assume that it's safe. Nothing is safe on television anymore. Mm-hmm. Basically, if it's plugged in, it's not safe. That's kind of the rule. You have to monitor for your kids. You have to guide your kids. Raise up a child the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. Raise up a child the way he should go doesn't mean you drag him to church once a week or confidently you can. It means, you know, you take active role in training, leading, and guiding their lives. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, I promise you, you're going to be a heartbroken parent in the teenage years and young adult years.
Exactly.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, the options. Phil, when you and I were growing up, you know, what was the worst thing we could do was get caught holding your girlfriend's hand as you were walking her to class or something?
I had more mischief than that. But you're right. Right, Bill. I mean, it's like now sin is so easy and it's mobile. Mm-hmm. And that's what parents have to
consider. And there's no shame associated with it. Right? That's the other thing. See, before there used to be shame, you know, it's like, you know, so many pastors, well, God's word says, you know, that we don't blush. You know, really. I mean, here we're murdering babies. You know, we're finding out these abortion clinics are doing worse than Kermit Gosnell. And Gosnell said, hey, you know, you guys are jailing me, but I know I'm going to be free. It's a matter of time because I'm not doing anything that's that evil, you know, kind of thing, so to speak. Sadly, the thing is, he's probably more right than wrong right now. That's the condition of our culture.
Well, and here's the flip side, too, that makes it even worse, is a friend of mine just decided to retire from LAPD, a lieutenant, and he was going to stay on. And he said, you know, it's just become so difficult to work and work under a mayor and under a city who guides so poorly. And he said, you know what, why am I doing this? You know, and he wanted to keep working. That's the thing.
Yeah,
he could have kept working, but he said, "I'm done. I'm checking out." And when the good, solid people, and I remember, you know, that scripture, you know, about you know, Eli and Hophni and Phinehas,
yes,
his two sons who were, you know, burning strange fire before the Lord. And Hophni, when he realized the ark was gone, the sons were dead, you know, he fell backwards and broke his neck and died. And it's kind of like when the glory departs. Remember, his daughter,
yes,
daughter-in-law named the child Ichabod. When the glory departs, you know, then you see leaders giving up. And that's what Eli did. He gave up. He said, there's no use to continue. Everything is gone. Why even work? And that's exactly what left wants you to do. It wants you to give up, you know, roll back, break your neck, and just hand it over to the powers that be. And we can't do that. There's never been a season outside of the American Revolution where Americans had to fight like we have to fight today.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we need to know when the times are here, Phil. And you and I have discussed this before relative to the prophetic clock. But the book of Ecclesiastes is real clear that there's a time for peace and a time for war. And you need to know what time you're living in, because if you miss that appointed time, then you're out of God's will, and it can be a lot more painful, as opposed to, even if you're in the midst of war, as painful as war can be, as we're seeing in Ukraine, if you're in the middle of God's will, God has a way of, you know, protecting us. He says he'll bring us under his wings like a, you know, like a mother hen, you know, just loving and protecting you know, the family. And this is what God will do for us, even in the midst of all the crazy chaos. But you got to decide, you know, who you're following. You know, like Joshua said, you got to make up your mind. And this is something that you do, just like you said, you know, in training up the kids in the Jewish prayer, the Shema, that's prayed three times a day. It's a constant reminder that God is one, and we're to, you know, share that with our family, whether we're sitting down, we're standing up, we're sleeping, going to sleep. You know, this is a constant refrain that, you know, is all part of that process in raising our children. And in the process of raising our children, we actually raise ourselves, don't we?
Well, exactly. And if I don't shape my life and I don't exercise mastery over my own life, how do I do that in the life of my children? And I'll say that to someone who has adult children, mm-hmm, and grandchildren.
Right.
You know, there never comes a point at which I'm not functioning in some way in the role as a parent and guiding, leading, bringing, mm-hmm, wisdom. And we have to just realize that's a mantle for life.
Exactly. Because the grandkids, even the grandkids, they're always looking at, grandpa's a pastor. Well, you know, and my goodness, if you do something, I mean, it's amazing how kids know, you know, they act like they don't know the difference between right and wrong. But, whoa, man, when they see wrong, and especially if it's from an adult and an authority, Lord have mercy, will they call you on your stuff in a heartbeat, right? And then what do you do?
Well, that's it. I mean, live your life, you know, faithful, keep a short account on your sins.
Amen.
And keep moving forward. That's the key.
And know that, look at, Easter is coming. And there's something about this special Easter. In my spirit, I'm feeling it, Phil, just to document that. Phil Otzenfeller, thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will nominate Ohio's former top federal prosecutor to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Steve Dettelbach served as U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio for 7 years after he was nominated by his Harvard Law School classmate, then-President Barack Obama. The ATF post has been vacant since the start of the Biden administration. A surprise visit by United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Kyiv, Ukraine, and some FaceTime with President Zelensky at a press conference.
And we will give you the support that you need, the economic support, but also, of course, the defensive military support, in which I am proud to say that the UK helped to lead the way.
Multi-billionaire Elon Musk says thanks, but no thanks to Twitter. Mr. Musk will not be joining Twitter's board of directors. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And we're going to talk about, the relaunch of the New York Sun. Yes, the New York Sun, one of America's historic newspapers, relaunched recently as an online daily with national and international coverage in an aim to help restore public trust in the press. Boy, have we ever needed that. The New York Sun originally was founded in 1833, quickly was heralded as one of the most influential American newspapers, sold for a penny, making news available for the first time to working men and women in New York. After the Civil War, the Sun grew to become America's largest newspaper, and over the years achieved many accolades, including 2 Pulitzer Prizes. It ceased publication in 1950 and was then revived in print in 2002 and competed with the New York Times. Here to talk more about its history and the relaunch is David Afun, a publisher and chairman of the historic New York Sun newspaper. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Okay, so why now? Why is this the right time to relaunch a new paper like the New York Sun?
The truth is, Bill, there could not be a better time. You know, on the one hand, you've got a plethora of news publications, especially online. You know, there are shiny objects everywhere you look. News consumption is at the all-time high, at an all-time high. But at the same time, you have an incredible crisis in the industry, what I would call a crisis in trust, where trust and journalism is really at the all-time low. It's less than half what it was when scorekeeping began in 1972. And, you know, I don't have to tell you, if journalism is the lifeblood of our democracy, if the journalism is sick, then our democracy is sick. And you have a situation today where a nice majority of Americans, or I should say an unfortunate majority of Americans, do not trust the many papers of record, the news publications, the news outlets, the TV channels that are supposed to serve their interests and advocate for their interests on the public stage.
Well, David, you know, and I do, people choose what they want to, you know, what they can trust. And when you violate that trust, you're going to lose readership. You're going to lose followership. You know, when you reference the 70s, boy, that was a time when even in broadcast journalism measure, you know, was commanded by pretty much three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, about 80, 85% of the viewing audience went to one of those three networks. Today, it's less than 50%. And a big reason, I believe, is not because of convenience or because of, you know, cell phone usage and that. It's just, to your point, is that they've lost credibility. They have violated the trust of their subscribers, and the people have said, look, I've got to find other things to do. And so the idea that the New York Sun is coming back with some tried and true traditional professional principles is a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. There are tens or even hundreds of millions of Americans that when it comes to their newspapers, their journalism, they really feel homeless. And the New York Sun is unique in the sense that it really has this fantastic tradition of advocating and putting the interests of the American public first, building and bridging that gap between journalists and the public that they serve. And, you know, the primary responsibility of any newspaper should be to advocate for the public, to hold the power to account on behalf of the people, to police the power on behalf of the people. There are too many news publications today that see their job as policing the people on behalf of the powers that they favor. And the New York Sun is a paper that has always placed principle over politics, over partisanship. It's a paper that declares on its iconic masthead that its primary responsibility is to shine for all, for the American people and the American public. Our sense is that there is no better time for the reemergence of the New York Sun. It is a newspaper that really was built for this very moment.
Exactly. Well, David, the reason our founding fathers gave us the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and in that First Amendment explanation is a freedom of the press. And we need to have a free press in order for democracy to thrive. And clearly, the press that was once free has become partisan, and as a result, corruption has ensued, and the American people are paying the price.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely the case. When journalism isn't doing the job it's supposed to do, when newspapers aren't doing the job they're supposed to do, basically, bad people get away with doing bad things, and important issues that need to be addressed and discussed that impact the future of our country are left unresolved or sidelined or marginalized. And that's something that we're dealing with a great deal in this country. And, you know, one of the pillars of the Sun is its respect for the uniqueness of American democracy, particularly the Constitution and its particular impact on all aspects of our lives. Our editor-in-chief, Seth Lipsky, loves to focus on what he calls those constitutional moments when issues of the day can be guided by that foundational document. You know, he's the author of the Citizens' Constitution, the famous book and annotated edition of the Constitution. So there's a real authority, a credibility, a gravitas when the Sun speaks to these issues. And I think it's really unique in its approach to reporting on the issues of the day through that lens, that uniquely American lens. And we encourage every single one of you, every listener, to come and be a part of it. It's a participatory sport. We're building a better alternative, and that happens through building community around our content. Come check out nysun.com, www.nysun.com. See what it's all about, and join the movement. It's a newspaper, but it's also a movement.
Exactly. What type of reader is the New York Sun appealing to?
Well, I think, you know, first I would say a patriotic reader, a thoughtful reader, a reader that cares about the future of our country, the family, the community, the world. But I think really the biggest common denominator is what we touched on before. It's a reader that has not found a home in the many newspapers of record that that dot these countries' major cities, that claim to speak on behalf of the American public, but have really lost their trust. So we're a newspaper that stands with open arms, ready to shine for all and to welcome those many disenfranchised fellow citizens who are looking for a paper that stands with them, advocates and prioritizes their interests and their priorities, their perspectives, and really their future.
David, if you know, we got a minute left here, so two quick questions. How can readers be assured that your news is real news? And if they're interested, how can they subscribe?
Look, we know that trust is not something that's granted. It's earned. We also know that Rome was not built in a day. So we encourage people to come and check it out. See what it's about for yourself. And let us show you what's unique about the New York Sun. We have a fantastic lineup of the smartest and the brightest editors and journalists in the country. We're at www.nysun.com. When you get there, it'll ask you for your email. Pop it in there. I encourage it. You'll start to receive our news reports daily, and you will be you'll be introduced to this new journalistic community, this movement that we hope will have a significant positive impact on changing the face of journalism in this country.
He's the publisher and chairman of the historic New York Sun newspaper. David Afuna has been our guest. David, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Great website, by the way, if I might say. All these great guests that we bring to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, you can download absolutely free because we're givers. Okay, we don't charge anything. Just download, share them with your neighbors, your friends, and you can listen at your own convenience, again, replays of these interviews. It's not about 8-second sound bites. We want to take a topic and go deeper into it. Again, it's from a biblical worldview, all right? So we're, you know, again, you have to understand the filter, the key filter in all this is the truth. And I know it's one of those things where the truth has become it's indefensible. You just can't rely on the truth anymore because we live in a culture that says that they don't believe in the truth. And the other thing is that when you do bring the truth up, it becomes an offense, which kind of reminds us of what Jesus went through. For 3 years or so of his ministry. He was sharing the truth for those who had ears to see ears to hear, I should say, and eyes to see. And what happened? The religious ruling class, the elites of the day, they were insulted. And what was Jesus guilty of? Oh, my goodness, he was healing on the Sabbath. God forbid. This is how insane it's gotten. Adam Holtz joins us now. He's the director of PluggedIn.com. We always appreciate him. On most Mondays, when he's feeling up to it, he's been dealing with a little bit of a bug. I hope you're feeling better, my friend.
I am getting there. I'm almost 100%.
Boy, you sound good. I was like, whoa, yeah. Hey, he's back. Well,
yeah,
that's good.
No, I'm not quite back, but hopefully close enough to fool you.
Well, I'm not easily fooled, but that's okay. It's well
in a good way.
Good to have you here, no doubt about it. You know, as I mentioned, you know, the truth is no defense. You know, you can't rely on the truth. I mean, look at all these years we've been talking about. You know, the things that the left would want to present, the media, social media, the corporate oligarchs, and on, you know, about our country and our leadership, and you know, we're finding out that even though we were here early, you know, saying, wait a minute, here's the truth of the matter. How can you believe this? And now they're going, oh, gosh, maybe Bill, maybe all these other people, and it wasn't a whole lot of us, actually, because we were being so canceled left and right where you couldn't talk about things like whether it was Hunter Biden's laptop, you know, the January 6th, the alleged insurrection that nobody's been charged with insurrection, by the way. These are all very dangerous words that the left uses quite recklessly. And I would caution even people on the right, you know, words do matter. And you need to understand what implications those words have, because they can end up getting you in trouble and setting precedent. And then you wonder, okay, how could this happen? Well, you know, were you one to hold up the light of truth, or were you one to go along, to get along, and you end up, you know, becoming an agent, a co-agent with this kind of madness that we're dealing with right now. And, you know, we see what's happening, especially with our kids, how our kids are being groomed and implicated in all this. So truth matters, words matter, right?
Absolutely it does. And as you were talking before you brought me on, I was thinking about, you know, the insanity of where Disney has gotten to. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I read some of the things that their executives are saying, and I would almost think it was a Babylon Bee article,
yeah,
if it wasn't so tragically real.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels like, it's so insane, it feels like, how can this be where we're at? But as we talk about truth, and, you know, a big word in our culture today is narrative, and narrative is a fancy word for story, and I think that what we have to be very cognizant of is that the left is deeply and radically committed to a bunch of stories that are disconnected from reality. And they're often connected to emotion. And I think that's one of the places that we have to learn how to have a conversation in a way to get heard, is to say, well, wait a minute, what are we basing this on? Are we basing it on feelings? Because, you know, if you're an even remotely self-aware adult, you ought to be able to say, you know what? Sometimes my feelings actually haven't led me in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah, we've had enough experience to that fact, right?
Right, but but you know, I'm listening to, you know, what these Disney executives are saying. You know, Carrie Burke said in a Zoom call with the organization, and she's the Disney's general entertainment content person, and she said, I'm here as the mother of two queer children, one transgender child, one pansexual child, and also as a leader. We have many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, yet we don't have enough leads, and the narratives, there's that word, mm-hmm, in which gay characters just get to be characters. And so she said that, you know, Disney is committed to 50% of their characters being LGBTQ, or, you know, racial minorities. And it's like, well, why do we have to have 50% representation for something that is maybe 2% in the culture? Exactly. And even that is questionable.
Well, and the other thing, too, that cracks me up, Adam, is sometimes they'll depict them, and they characterize them in such a way that the very thing that they're trying to get away with,
right,
is the very thing that they depict. They depict it. You go,
right,
well, that really doesn't help the cause. I mean, you are, you're playing to that narrative, that mindset, and then you wonder and you go, why are people thinking that way? Well, because that's what you presented.
Right.
Right.
Well, and a great example of that is a movie that came out on Disney Plus 2 weeks ago called Better Nate Than Ever, which is about a seventh grade boy who is a theater kid, and he runs away from home to go audition in New York City for, you know, a production of Lilo and Stitch. And they reinforce every gay stereotype and trope with regard to being in musicals and musical theater and drama that you could ever hope to imagine. It's like, well, OK, okay, if a seventh grade boy is interested in drama, does he have to be gay?
Yeah.
Because that's the message it sends, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
You must be gay if you like this.
Right.
Like, well, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it is exactly what you're saying, is that even as we're trying to, you know, not we, even as they are trying to somehow increase representation, they're still playing to all of these stereotypes and tropes that are still objectifying. And, you know, where's the outcry on that? But, mm-hmm. you know, no, it's just, oh, this is just a lovely little gay fable about a seventh grade boy. And so I just think as parents and as grandparents, as people involved in our churches, my word from Plugged In, and obviously we're a ministry focused on the family, is that we have to be having a sophisticated theological conversation with our kids mm-hmm. about the stuff that the culture is shoving down our throats. Because it's not enough to say, we don't believe that that's the way God made things to be. Like, mm-hmm. maybe 50 years ago that would have held water. But we've got to teach our kids a theology mm-hmm. of what sex is, why God designed it, why it's important, and why Scripture talks about it. Because we have a culture that's trying to indoctrinate them from kindergarten on, probably preschool on.
Right. Adam, it's like I've said. Okay, I said earlier, in this culture today, truth is no longer a defense; it has become an offense. Okay,
right.
So think about that. And the other thing that is taking place is the way the left is indoctrinating. And pushing their narrative is that, you know, because I had this conversation with God a while ago. And, you know, the problem with the whole LGBTQ community is they don't reproduce.
Right.
You know, so how can they expand their ranks by indoctrination? And by, convincing people that really, you know, you're really gay at heart. I mean, it's kind of like one teacher. She was on video and saying that very proudly that she had believed that, I don't know, some number, maybe 43-47% of the kids in her class are trans. I go, what? And this is like a fourth or fifth grade class. So, you know, it's like, wait a minute, come on.
It's confirmation bias. It's, you know.
Yeah, but what are those kids? What are the 47% of the kids who raised their hands and swore an allegiance to a trans agenda? What are they going to do? How are they going to step out of this in their latter years? How is this going to form their thinking and their perspective, you know, going on as adults?
No, that's exactly right. And I want to say one other thing. We have some close friends who are missionaries, and don't think that just because you're in a Christian family, you're immune to this. We yeah. have so many friends that have kids that, you know, have even gone to Christian colleges and still end up with this sort of indoctrination. And we don't need to clutch our pearls and be afraid and, you know, run around gasping as if this, you know, is some massive surprise. Obviously, sin's been around since the beginning. We don't have to be surprised by it. But what I wanted to say was we have one friend whose daughter identifies as queer, not because she is same-sex attracted, but because she sees them as a marginalized group, and she wants to identify with them in solidarity with them. And, and this leads me to the next thing I want to say with regard to language. The next word that they're trying to appropriate is allies. It's the A in LGBTQIA. A is for allies. And so they're now wanting to rope in anybody who is sympathetic. Well, lock arms with us and be our ally. And frankly, I think ally is a great word. I don't really want to surrender it to the LGBTQ cause, but that is the next phraseology that they're using and appropriating for their purposes. And it makes me righteously angry.
Exactly. Well, the culture war continues, ladies and gentlemen. Adam Holtz,
like
thank you.
Most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready?
Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.